The roll shows 11 members present this morning. Senators Lincoln, Taylor, and Sharp are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Thank you. If members will please stand, the invocation will be given by Pastor David Horn of the Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Oh, Almighty God, creator of all things, the earth is yours and everything in it. We are but your stewards. As we exercise dominion over the earth, keep us in your mercy from playing the tyrant. Keep your people from the notion that there is no authority greater than our whim and that we are free to do with ourselves as we see fit. Strengthen those who suffer. Turn our eyes toward our Maker. Restore to us all a strong will to live. Keep us from using your gifts in nature as though we were the only recipients, for you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Move us to rule as you do, with consideration for all creation. Spare your people from a love of money. Give to these men and women and those who advise them great wisdom and courage, so that our children may be left with an example of prudence and compassion that can be eagerly followed. And in your mercy, grant safety and peace to these your servants. In the name of your Son, amen.
Senator Green, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 38th legislative day.
Senator Halpern.
Ask unanimous consent the journal be approved and certified by the Senate secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. That brings us to the introduction of guests. Do we have guests this morning? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Madam President. In the Miller Gallery, Senator Miller's Gallery, I have several young constituents from Juno Douglas High School with the American Government class. I hope I have all the names. Maybe some have come in since I've gotten them. But the students who are here, if they'd stand as I read their name: Jesse Boudreau, Alicia Nelson, Christine Brown, Emanuela Case, Melody Marks, Russ Hadfield, Keen Nuttall, Amanda Gelhaus, Tanya Ford, and the teacher with them is Maureen Crosby. Welcome.
Are there further guests this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House?
Messages dated February 14th. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Joint Resolution Number 38 Fish, thus adopting Senate CS for House Joint Resolution Number 38 Rules MS relating to reauthorization of the Magnuson Fishery Conservation and Management Act. And they have concurred in CS for House Bill 224 State Affairs, thus adopting Senate CS for House Bill Number 224 Labor and Commerce relating to State Plumbing Code. Message dated February 14th, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 24, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, relating to student loan default rates at vocational education schools.
Yes.
CS for House Bill Number 25, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act revising Rule 16, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure, relating to discovery and inspection and criminal proceeding and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Finance.
House Bill Number 333 by Representative Parnell, an act relating to licensure requirements for employees of the Office of Public Advocacy and the Public Defender Agency.
Judiciary.
CS for House Bill Number 419, State Affairs, by the House State Affairs Committee, an act relating to disposal of property, including firearms and ammunition.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The HESC Committee considered Senate Bill Number 151 relating to advanced directives for mental health treatment. Recommend that be replaced with the committee substitute. Signing, no recommendation, Senator Green, Chair. Signing, do pass, Senators Miller, Lehman, Ellison, Salo, zero fiscal, no attached. Senate Bill Number 159 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 250 relating to University of Alaska land grants and assets. Recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. Signing, do pass, Senator Frank, Chair, Senator Rigger. Signing, no recommendation, Senators Halford, Co-Chair, Senators Phillips, Sharoff, and Donnelly. Senator Donnelly, signed, don't pass until university complies with statutory collection bargaining standard. Fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 250 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
There are no Senate bills.
That brings us to the daily calendar. I believe there are only citations, Madam Secretary.
Citations. Honored Nunalakleet Wolfpack boys basketball team, Senators Adams, Hoffman, Duncan, Pierce, Lincoln, Jarroff, Lehman, Rigger, Taylor. honoring Nancy M. Mendenhall, Senators Adams, Hoffman, Duncan, Pierce, Donald, Lincoln, Jaroff, Lehman, Taylor, Halford. In memoriam, Roy A. Sita, Sr., Senator Jaroff, Duncan, Hoffman, Pierce, Donald, Lincoln, Lehman, Taylor. In memoriam, Rita Jimmy, Senators Hoffman, Duncan, Pierce, Donald, Lincoln, Jaroff, Lehman, Taylor. In memoriam, Gustav Sanunik, Senators Adams, Hoffman, Duncan, Pierce, Donnelly, Lincoln, Jaroff, Lehman, Rieger, Taylor. In memoriam, Robert Hebron, Senators Hoffman, Pierce, Donnelly, Lincoln, Lehman, Ellis, Taylor, and Duncan.
Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Hearing no objection, the citations are adopted. Senator Halpern, would you please make a motion to recess?
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. We will be coming back to the chambers after the speech. Senator Halpern.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess for a joint session in the House chambers. Now.
Hearing no objection, we're in recess. The Senate, please come back to order. We had finished consideration of the daily calendar and are to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business this morning? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 159. I don't know the exact title, but it relates to advance directives by consumers for mental health services.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ellis, you will be shown as a co-sponsor as requested. Is there further unfinished business? Are there announcements this morning? Senator Rieger.
Madam President, due to lack of a quorum, I will announce that the Transportation Committee scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon is canceled and the bills will be rescheduled for next week.
Are there further announcements, Senator Lehman?
Madam President, the meeting of the Resources Committee tomorrow at 10 o'clock that originally was planned to be a confirmation hearing on the nominee for the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has been changed. The meeting tomorrow will be on the new nominees to the Board of Fisheries. All three of the nominees have been invited for an initial first presentation to the Resources Committee.
Is that at 10 a.m., Mr. Lehman?
That's correct.
From 10 to 11.
Where? Here?
In the Butterfitch room.
Okay. Further announcements? Are there special orders this morning?
Madam President.
Senator Frank?
I guess I missed the first part, and I guess I just wanted to be shown as present. If we're not going to vote on anything.
Senator Frank will make sure that you know that he's being here along with Senator Kelly. Senator Zaroff, we will stand at ease. Special announcements announcements or special orders? Senator Halpern?
There is a short joint majority caucus in the Speaker's chambers on adjournment. I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Senate stands adjourned.